What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to another episode of our after show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The ladies are heading to Provence, and we have a little bit of drama to talk about and more. Stay tuned right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You know what? This beat reminds me of the music they use for Housewives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like
in the beginning.
For the upcoming Hills. Do you watch the Hills?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, you're going to have to this month.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? I'm Thomas Rulino. Welcome back to our after show. It's Cynthia and I tonight. Cynthia and Nicole, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm Thomas Rulino, and thank you for joining us. Provence, let's get right into it. I've been reading everybody's comments on Twitter. The Lisa Vanderpump news. I wasn't here last week. I mean, I'm still shook. I know it's 50-50. Everybody kind of wanted her to leave. And then I see other comments that are like, I'm never watching this show again because she's gone. And it's the fact that she's officially gone.
Yeah.
And it's so definite when you see Andy Cohen talking about the fact that she's always going to be, you know, one of the Bravo celebrities, and she's just always going to be like iconic. He called her iconic. So
yeah.
What are your thoughts? I guess let's just talk about Lisa first.
Okay, first of all, I did feel that this episode was a little boring because she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
She's living her best life.
Okay.
And she is that iconic star that was being literally hidden, and I think she's gonna shine even more of who she is. So I have been following her even more, but I just wish
that she was there.
Yeah. What do you think, Thomas?
I mean, I really wish that Lisa was there because these trips are so iconic. Even going back to the one when they were at the Eiffel Tower and the Paris trip and even the trips to Asia, I think she definitely would have added to the episode. But I think what people have to remember is that there's only five ladies on this trip. The house is massive.
Yes.
And because Camille and Denise were dealing with things back at home in the Malibu fires, which we'll get to, it did feel like a different trip. We know that the season is ending soon as they just taped the reunion. So
yeah.
The fact that they weren't there was like, I missed a few of the ladies.
Yeah.
You know? So we get to the chateau. Mm-hmm. What are your initial thoughts about this massive, as seen in Vogue, house? So the ladies looked amazing, and as soon as they got to the house, they were greeted by the staff.
I truly felt that was a Beverly Hills moment, and that is what I have been waiting for all season. That is exactly 17 acres.
Mm-hmm.
That is Beverly Hills, except it's in France.
Exactly, right?
Gorgeous. I love the service. I think that's what I picture when I think of reality housewives. What about you, Thomas?
I know. Honestly, I feel like Bravo needs to do one of those where it's just everybody lives in a chateau.
Yeah.
But I have the facts here. Built in 1612, like what you said, 17 acres.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Lawn looked epic. Just the billiard room looked cool. The staff. It was just everybody was on point. Like even from how the staff was talking to everybody to the main host there, you just felt like everybody was doing everything for you and you didn't have to lift a finger.
Okay, so I have to ask, how much do you think it is to rent that for
a night?
Yes.
Per night? Oh, that's such a good question. My estimation would probably be like way off, but definitely in the thousands for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to look this up after the show. Let us know.
We should
what
have
your
a bet
are.
Because remember, we were going to bet about Lisa and I was right. And Thomas, I'm saying it live. We should have betted because I would have won.
You know what's so funny? I scanned through the episode last week of you guys, and when you guys were like, Thomas, you were totally right. That's a sign for you to start gambling more.
Oh my God.
Guys, we're going to make this as fun as possible.
Yes.
I was reading all the tweets today. People are finding this episode to be very boring without Lisa, and just people have their own comments about it. So we're going to keep it super entertaining. We have our live chat up for the podcast listeners that are listening. I'm going to read it off. People are saying, it wasn't missing Denise and Camille. Oh, we're moving it. I don't think the chateau is missing LVP. It was missing Denise and Camille. We'd never even know Lisa is gone if all the cast was there. I can see that. I mean, like what I was saying, the two not going on the show was definitely, it felt empty. And it was so wild because the house was so magnificent. To not have the whole cast there was like, it was just a bummer.
You know, I want to say something about that. I think that house was glamour and it didn't need Miss Vanderpump there. Because, you know, Vanderpump is glamour. I think that house spoke for itself.
Mm-hmm. do we think that Lisa Vanderpump, and we're just going to talk about her tonight just because the news to me is still shocking and I've been reading, kind of just getting the vibe of how Andy feels about it. Do we think this whole her having a dog spinoff show, do we think that that's going to come to fruition and that's going to be something they're going to give to her? Or do you think she's just going to be on Vanderpump Rules?
I think she's going to have multiple shows, but I think her being more of that humanitarian philanthropist for animals.
Mm-hmm. I think the LGBTQ community.
Yes, she, you know, she was there on the weekend. And I think she is going to have a show for it, but at various shows. Because she's just, I think she probably will eventually be the mayor of the city one day. I don't know. I could see her in politics one day. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I see it. Yes. I see it. We'll be going back and forth with the live chat tonight. We have a lot to talk about. They checked in with Denise. Mm-hmm. I mean, this wasn't that long ago that this was happening in Malibu. We live out here in California, so it was greatly affected by us because this was like right outside of our backyards. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was zero containment for so long, like you would read about it. And generally, there's been fires in California. I mean, unfortunately, there's like fire season. Yes. But when this was happening, and every night I would go to bed and every night I would wake up, and the fact that there was no real containment, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts about the fire going on?
Well, I was actually driving out towards LA when I found out. So I was like, maybe I don't have to go to work. I'm so excited, right?
Right.
But then it was okay. And then when I just kept reading and seeing the weather, how it was changing, you couldn't drive up there. People were losing their homes, animals, and it just started to hit. Like, I never seen it that way ever in my years of living. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was really scary because, you know, when you're hearing all of the scene it all over social media, the news, I mean, it just felt like a dream, but it wasn't. What about you? What did you think?
I was really affected by it just because I just felt for all the families and all of the houses that were burnt down, and even all of the things that Malibu is so special about. Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of it was burned down. Mm-hmm. And I had heard about Camille's house being burnt down, but really seeing it on TV really puts into perspective a lot of things.
Yeah.
Even on the Kardashians, they featured it when the Kardashians were dealing with the fires near Calabasas. So I am glad that they're safe, but mm-hmm. unfortunately it's hard. Even though everybody always says, you know, you can always buy things and stuff like that, there were memories in that house that I'm sure you can't buy.
Yeah, like I just kept thinking, like, what would I bring, you know, if that happened? And you know, Camille said documents, and you know, how do you even think at that? It was really bad.
I know. You know, the five women together, the ensemble worked mm-hmm. to an extent.
Yeah.
They seemed to have a good time together. A lot of the topic that they tried to fill in on this episode was the talk of anorexia.
Yes.
Which I think, you know, you've spoken about it before.
Uh-huh.
And really the importance of body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
One shocker that we discovered tonight, and I actually read this on Twitter before tonight's episode, I didn't realize it was on the show. I thought Kyle had done a separate interview for it, was that Kyle had battled anorexia.
Yeah.
So as a first time you know, watching that from her after all these seasons, what do you make of her kind of putting that out on Front Street for everybody to know about her?
I thought it was actually very beautiful to see her vulnerable side of dealing with that. And I know a lot of the times, you know, women, men, we hold things inside. And if we are suffering from anorexia or bulimia, we hold it in because we think, oh, everything's going to be okay. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. But then you continue to hold stuff in so long that I'm sure after that episode, she feels so free. And I bet you her daughters are very understanding. And maybe that can open Kyle's, you know, eyes and her heart and her daughter's heart to help other people because a lot of the times people don't speak about this. They keep it hidden and they're like, I'm fine. No, nothing's wrong. But when it gets to the point when you're not fine, it is okay to say that you are not fine, because there are so many people out there who can help you, and you have friends, you have psychologists, psychiatrists, you have everybody on your side, but you just have to ask for help. And I just truly appreciate that Kyle opened up about that.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa Rinna, you know, she talks about Amelia being so much stronger after it, and being kind of like the voice for a lot of younger women who are kind of dealing with this. You know, we're out here in the entertainment business also trying to keep up with every changes and things like that. So I was surprised that they brought the conversation back to it, because we had talked about her anorexia before. But the fact that Kyle brought it up was really, really shocking to me.
Yeah, because like her body type back then, you know, curves and dark hair wasn't really seen. Now it's something that's very accepted. But what I tell ladies all the time is you have to love yourself regardless your weight, your body, however you look like. You have to love yourself. And the first step is not to listen to what other people say about you, because you know who you are and you got to love yourself. I mean, that's all I can say. But I am so proud, Kyle, for speaking up and talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote down here 17 years old. She was doing this. And I think the moment that she really felt the pressure was during the time that she was filming a show. Yeah. And one of the people that were working on the show was telling them to lose a little bit more weight. Yeah. She went all the way down to 99 pounds, was drinking V8 juice in a bowl. Had like 5 almonds. I mean, all of the women were very shocked about this. And one thing that I think I really picked up of why she never talked about it was because she didn't want to influence her daughters, and she didn't want to bring that into their world to know that that even existed, because she just wanted them to be healthy and happy, which makes sense.
Yeah, but it's also sad too, because she's holding that in, and it's like you're dealing with fear and guilt and, you know, all that like suffering. And but I'm glad that at her age, she let it out so she could be free and just, you know, move on with her life and help people or whatever she wants to do. But I mean, what do you like? Do you guys go through this?
I think it's more so just trying to keep up with how like people's bodies are and wanting to look as fit as possible. I haven't dealt with anorexia before, but I definitely don't think it's just women. I think also men deal with it. Red Sox Sarah in the chat says, I'm glad Kyle came forward, it made her much more relatable and honest. The Beverly Hills Have Eyes says, Kyle and Teddy were painfully transparent in their efforts to bait Erica into reacting to Rena's behavior. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, because that was really the drama on this episode. Because you would think, you know, the five women are having a good time. No drama. They all get along. But things started turning in this episode. So stay tuned with us, guys. We have tweets from you as well. Erica made a statement tonight, which was really shade. Let's just call it what it is. Erica says they're all getting along because LVP is not around. I don't know. I mean, you know, we have this back and forth with, does Erica really not like her? Is like, what is their relationship? Obviously, we know that they haven't had the greatest one, but you know, Lisa's thrown her shade too towards Erica, obviously.
But I don't think when women are being vulnerable and opening up, she's going to be making petty comments. She might have opened up about her brother. You know, you don't know. Maybe it would have brought them closer. But I think because they already had a rift a long time ago, they didn't know how to. They only knew how to pick, and they didn't know how to solve it and go through the problems. But I didn't agree with that comment. No.
Well, it was funny. Well, what was funny to me is that, you know, Erica made a joke saying, you know, we're going to beat up Camille in France, which was on last week's episode. So the tone of this trip was just, I think producers had a whole different imagination of what this episode could have been like, because it could have been, you know, putting things on Front Street with Camille and kind of, you know, putting her on the spot. But just the fact that we find out the next morning after they had spoken to Camille that in fact her house did burn down. So you know, that was just so hard to watch, and of all people, it's the one that all the women were really having an issue with. And it's nice to see that the women, you know, it really, things like this put your life into perspective. Obviously, it's not great that Camille was talking bad behind their back, but I love that the women can put that aside and just be there for her, even knowing that things were going down.
Yeah.
Before we go further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, like we do every week. Cynthia, Nicole, take it away.
So thank you so much for always watching us here at AfterBuzz. Make sure to subscribe, comment. We love reading all of your comments. And AfterBuzz is so grateful for each and every one of you, and continue trying to make us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we get thousands of views from you guys every week. We are so glad that you guys have stuck with us 18 episodes deep. Yes. We're getting closer to the reunion. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on Instagram at AfterBuzz TV. You can follow us as well.
Yes.
Fashion. We got to switch gears here. We got to just talk about something else other than how magnificent that house was.
But I did want to tell all of you guys who follow us, the day that we do the reunion, it would be really cool if you guys dress glamorous, because here we want to dress glamorous for those episodes. So you can tweet us the photos of your most glamorous reality housewives if you want to play along, and we might even feature you, okay?
Yes, definitely make sure to do that. We have your tweets coming up.
Yes.
So fashion. I know Jen is big on fashion, Miss Jen. Who do you think, I know the women, they got all in the living room and they were just kind of looking at each other's style, and a lot of people were saying that Teddy had the worst style. But Denise Richards also too. Their fashion games were not as strong. Who do you think this season brought the fashion?
Okay, the best and the worst, or just the best?
Just the best.
I would have to say Lisa Vanderpump, of course.
Really? Yes, okay, that's course. Not my answer.
Yes,
but
of course. But I also have to say that I really think that Lisa Rinna, with her hair, her, like, just, I feel like she amped up her style this season. So those are my two top.
She definitely made adjustments.
Yes.
That's for sure. Yes. I want to get to this person in the chat. Ismail says, LVP was so mean to Erica right off the bat because she was Yolanda's friend and Erica never forgot. And I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, because when Erica did come on the scene, it was like Yolanda had a buddy, and I don't think Lisa Vanderpump really liked Erica in the beginning.
Yeah, because she couldn't do what she wanted her to do.
Exactly. Who did you think looked great on the trip? excuse me.
You know what? I have to say Kyle Richards looked great. I just thought all her outfits were beautiful. Of course, you know who my worst dress is.
Is it Dorit?
No.
Okay. Well, let me say mine. Mine is definitely, I think Dorit looked, she, you know, although it's a lot of designer, I do appreciate her love for fashion. So the fact that she even has the Chanel earrings on in the confessional, and there's a lot of Balenciaga, there's a lot of, you know, labels. It's just her. So I do like her style. And I think Erica, obviously, she has some pretty dope looks, and she has a lot of great styling ideas because she comes from like theater. So those would be my two favorite from the women. We find out tonight that Erica's dad is from El Salvador.
Yes, woo-woo, Salvador pride.
What are your thoughts about that? You know, she says that she is a quarter.
I was really surprised. I had no idea. And I just feel like very proud that she came out and said that. She definitely needs to go visit because it's very beautiful. I've been there, El Salvador. But I just was really surprised. I would have never, like, thought she was.
Yeah, and they didn't even dive into it too much because they just know Erica has that kind of friction with her dad and that kind of relationship. But I was really shocked. I was like, wow, I didn't know that at all.
And then her grandmother too. But I think she has mentioned before her grandmother.
Yeah, there was one season where she took a trip and she kind of led us into a little bit of her personal life. But, you know, her fashion choices to me are always really amazing.
Yes.
It was funny that they said that Teddy stepped up her game, and then they had her in that romper at her house near the beach. And the editing is so good on this show. And she thought she was always bringing her A game, but they were like, honey, those fashions are not A game. But I definitely will say that Teddy has definitely stepped up from last season.
Yeah.
Denise, it's like, I don't even like saying anything bad about Denise. Yeah. I don't like saying bad anything yeah. really about the women. But Denise, I think she's just in her own vibe and mm-hmm. she could care less whether or not, you know?
Yeah, but a little makeup here, a little hair, a little gel here, a mm-hmm. little blush here would just be gorgeous on her. And when she does fix herself up, she looks great.
Yes.
But
yeah. She's one of those mm-hmm. girls that's not like super girly girl, but like mm-hmm. when she's turned on and mm-hmm. she has like full makeup, full hair and is like, at an event, she is like the girl.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I have a lot of girlfriends like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. you just see them and you're like, oh my God, you look so different.
Yeah.
Right?
Weekdays, you're like, no makeup. Weekends, like, put it on.
Yes. Sweats, no makeup on.
Yes.
So, Red Sox Sarah says, no wonder where Erica gets her sassy, sexy mamacita attitude.
See, yes. I love it. But I do want to see more of that. Like, I want them to see more of her personal life, her family. Like,
we don't really, yeah. You know, I noticed that about Erica because after the news about LVP, I was just looking at all the women. So I guess we'll wait to the end of this show to really talk about where we think the show is going because this is a huge void. I'm just going to say it. You know, I'm not a super, super big Lisa Vanderpump fan, but I didn't ever not like her. But that's a huge void with her being out of here. Let's get to the dramatic dinner. So I didn't see this happening. I knew that Erica and the girls were going to have a problem, but I didn't realize it was in Provence. I thought it was going to be like in Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah.
So the root of the whole situation is I know that Kyle wanted to talk to Lisa Rinna about the whole interaction between her and Kim mm-hmm. at Kyle's house.
Yeah.
And this was her chance. Do I think the delivery of the way that Kyle brought it up was the best? I really don't. I don't know. I think it just kind of morphed into that. Kyle could have took her on the side and talked to her about it, not having to bring all the ladies in it.
Uh-huh.
But it made for drama for the show and for the episode. So it definitely, I know fans wanted a little bit of drama on this episode, and we got some. So what are your thoughts about Lisa Rinna saying that she needed to be Erica Jane as a character because she couldn't do it as Lisa Rinna?
Okay, so I think that Kyle had every right to do that in front of the ladies because Rinna decided to do all of that in front of the ladies at Halloween or dress up Erica Jane. Now, I know sometimes like we might like dress up in a character. We might wear a certain makeup because we're afraid to tell people how we feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rinna, her alter ego was Erica Jane, right?
Yes.
So I think that was cool that she had the confidence to tell her that, but I think she should have owned up and said, you know what? No, that wasn't the character. That was me telling you what I felt, and I needed to talk to you at that moment, and this is why I did it, you know? But even though they hashed everything out and they worked it out, but I don't think she should continue to use that character. I think that was all inside of her, and Erica's Jane character brought that monster out in her. And Lisa Rinna just needs to own it and stop saying it's the character.
I have a feeling she's going to own it at the reunion, and she's going to be like, you know what? I own it. But in this moment, you know, I can see that Lisa Rinna would feel that way because there's something about her now. I know there's so many super fans. I know you really enjoy her. But I can see why she was so anxious because I think she really, really was embarrassed about the whole bunny situation.
Yeah, she cried.
She had her tears and I think it was really difficult and she was taken off guard. And especially since Kyle didn't tell her, even though it was at Kyle's house, that Kim was coming.
But don't they say that when people do comedy is because deep down inside they might be a little scared?
Exactly.
So maybe she was nervous to talk to her. And,
exactly.
And, you know, but if Kim is fine with it, but Erica seemed to not really care.
Tabitha in the chat says, I feel like Rinna was tipsy and used her costume as an excuse. Right. And I can see that. A lot of people do use their alter egos as excuses.
Yes. So not a good thing. Next week I'm going to be dressed up as Erica Jane.
Yes. So there was a lot of chiming in from Teddy. We've seen this before with Teddy. She loves to chime in. I'm just going to say it. She does. She finds herself chiming in situations.
Yes, accountable.
The accountable coach. Erica was not having it. She had a Diet Coke. She wasn't even invested in what was happening. But, you know, the fact that she felt like they were baiting her, I didn't feel like they were baiting her until Erica said it. Then I'm like, oh, well, she's there. So if she feels like she's baiting him, they're probably baiting her. they really wanted a reaction out of Erica. They wanted to know what was her opinion. And I wish that we would have gotten a little bit more of what Erica felt. She was just kind of shut down and she wasn't really wanting to engage. Yeah. And that's a part of Erica that I miss, because I wish that she would have just said, you know,
it was funny, or it wasn't funny,
or I wasn't offended, and just, you know, but she's just not into it. And the moment that Teddy wanted to talk about it, it was like, stop. So we didn't get that much from her. So I'm kind of left with just wanting to really know, like, how did you really feel? And you know, nothing was getting resolved. It was just a hot mess of a dinner conversation, you know, like nothing was getting resolved. What the women don't see is when when Lisa Rinna and Kim had the sit down, only viewers got to see that. So even if you say, oh, I talked to Kim, they don't know how awesome that conversation was. Yeah. They'll see it now when the reunion is done. But I think in the moment, Kyle just wanted to make sure that she stuck up for Kim. I think she did the best that she could. But that dinner was tense. And it sucked to have happened over at, like, in Provence.
Yeah, you know? But I think if I was Erica Jane, I would have been like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was me. Like, she's my character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it gave Rinna some confidence.
Yeah, well, I feel like Rinna and Erica are like this. Yeah, they're like this. Obviously, she paid homage to her with the costume and everything. But it's looking now, and we'll see on the next week's episode, the two women are kind of teaming up a little bit, or that's how it's portrayed on TV against Erica, and Erica's not having it.
No.
All right, guys, we have said enough about tonight's episode. Let's take a look at your tweets. We have them here. I will be reading them off, and Cynthia and I will talk about it. This comes from Kieran, who also shouted me out on my birthday, so thank you, Kieran, for that. Any of the five who went to France tweeting that they were helpless being so far away is rubbish. Yes. They were on the phone with Denise as she said she thinks her house looks like it's burning down. I can't even. This trip could have been postponed. I think you're right. The trip could have been postponed, but at the same time, I think it was nearing the end of the season and they needed to get it in. Yeah. Because if they could have, I'm sure they would have.
Yeah.
But even postponing it, how do you postpone my house burning down and being like, oh, we're going to go next week?
Yeah.
No, my house is still gone.
Yeah.
So I think that was really tough. This one comes from Gibson Johns, who I adore. Kyle's growing up with the nickname Kyle Bitchards is the best thing we've learned all season. That was hilarious. That's new tea, actually. This one's come from Kyle. When we were heading to the airport to leave for Provence, we had no idea what was about to ensue in Malibu. Being so far away, we felt so helpless. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Especially leaving the country when all this is going down. I mean, thankfully, not all the women lived that close to Malibu, you know? Just imagine if this was like Malibu Housewives.
Yeah.
That would have been wild. All right, this is from our friend Teddy Metalcamp.
Aww.
My team is like family to me. I am so proud of the way we all gathered around Coach Katie during this time. The fact that that girl, Katie, only could take her pajamas because the wind had shifted.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. That was terrible. Godness7N, Erica is an obsessed fan of LVP. Can't stop mentioning her. They're mentioning each other. I don't know why, but I think that they're fans of each other. The gift on this is how absurd. But even, you know, Lisa made that dig. So it's like they make these digs, but I really don't think that there's bad blood between them.
I don't think so.
Jake's mom 326, they don't need LVP to destroy them. They'll do it to each other. Just sit back and watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Rini 2, hashtag Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. At Erica, you're still jabbing at LVP. How tasteless. She has left the show and moved on. Why don't you do the same? By the way, the show is a huge bore without LVP. Well, this, in all fairness, was taped before Lisa announced her departure, but I can see that. Kate Chastain, who loves Housewives.
Aww.
Yeah, she loves Housewives. I must say, I always really enjoy watching how adorable Dorit is with her children. So darn cute. I agree.
Yeah, me too.
She is a super mom.
Yes.
And kudos to her. You know, she's really grown on me, Dorit. You know, she's been around now for like 3 seasons, I think. Yeah. So I think she's really good for the show.
Yeah.
I think she is. Tabitha
but
Roadhouse.
But only if she's not starting drama, then she's good.
You know what? She used the storyline this year, and she is just in it now. She's in the thick of it.
Yes.
You know, they would really have to revamp the whole storyline for all the women for her to be out. But Teddy is a gluten for punishment. She always angers the other ladies by getting too involved. She finds herself in a lot of positioning where she does get involved. And mm-hmm. I don't know if she's doing it more because of the show or if we never paid attention to the way that she really was. She likes to state her opinion, and she's entitled to, but I think the women know that, I don't know, I just think that they know that she's an easy target to kind of shut down.
Yeah.
So there's always that face that she has when she gets called out, and she's just like, okay.
And then she just sits back, and then she'll cry about it, but...
We didn't see tears on this one.
No.
But, you know, Erica was saying there was a lot of, shouldn't you feel, shouldn't you feel? The women were kind of really wanting her to say more.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see that because it's revolved around you, you know. But it's just, it's a character.
Maybe as an accountability coach, she just wants to be the mediator and, like, try to fix everything and voice everything. But she has to realize that there's other people who have opinions also. And... Mm-hmm. She has to let them talk, and they have to let her talk. But I think just coming to a common ground.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Let's think of our top three favorite things you loved about tonight's episode.
Okay.
I'll start it off. I would definitely say, number one, I love the house. Mm-hmm. That's just a dream. That's like everybody that watches a show, which is millions of people, who doesn't want to go to a chateau where you walk in and there's like a whole staff, right?
Yes.
So that was definitely my top. The chef and everything, it just was gorgeous. I thought the bridge was hilarious, that there was no way to cross over, but it's just like the charm of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the dinner, Housewives isn't Housewives without the drama. So I did enjoy a little bit of the conflict between the women. It looks like it continues next week's episode, but those are my top three. What about you?
The first one, I believe, is... The food. It looked delicious.
Yes.
The service. I mean, every girl wants that, of course. Mm-hmm. And also seeing Erica a little tipsy.
Right?
I kind of like seeing her like that.
V8 and vodka.
Yeah.
I need to do that at the club. I need to do it in honor of Erica.
Yes. And lastly, of course, Lisa Rinna at the table being herself, as usual, is my favorite. Always stirring up some new drama.
I know. She's just so good for the show.
Yes.
Speaking of that, while we're here, let's just kind of think of what we think is going to happen to this franchise. This one in particular, mm-hmm. It's basically a game and there's all these puzzle pieces. Now that LVP is gone, what do you think that they're going to do? Obviously, Andy feels like the show is strong enough to go on. So the show's not canceled. It's definitely not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge staple on the Bravo channel.
Okay.
Who do you think they need to bring back? And what do you think needs to happen in order for fans to really get into this show again? Because we've seen
Paris
a decline.
Paris Hilton.
Did you see the news about Kathy Hilton?
Yeah, Kathy Hilton, yes.
Yes.
I think...
Which he debunked, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really would really, really enjoy if Paris Hilton... I've been a fan of her for a long time, but I have to say, if she went on the show, I definitely... That'd be an eye-opener for me to keep on watching.
I can see that.
But I kind of want to... I'm hoping for Brandy. I'm still rooting for her. I want to see her come on the show and see what happens. Where has she been? What's going on? Like, her story.
That's true. I was thinking about all the women that were not housewives and that have taken little breaks here and there.
Yeah.
You know, Brandy, I'm not a super, super huge fan of her, but mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are. And she brings it on the show. She has a lot of things to talk about. You know, we haven't heard from her. We got to see glimpses of her. And I think it's smart for Bravo to kind of give us flashbacks of these people because we were at one point very invested in their lives.
Yeah, because I think she's going to bring out some skeletons that haven't been coming out yet.
True. And she's good for that. Also, yes. There's been a lot of talk on the blogs about Kim. So aww. I see here Red Talk Sarah bring Kim and Brandy back. You know, I don't think they're going going to just bring back one. They're probably going to bring back two and maybe a new one.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many women in Beverly Hills that are loaded.
Oh, yes.
The producers are definitely going to find somebody. Ismail says, hope they bring Brandy back. Can't believe LVP didn't make it to season 10, which I'm sure they're going to hype up. Yeah, I mean, Lisa is always going to be invited back. That's what Andy said. I really am invested in this whole Lisa leaving because I did not see it coming. Yeah. Even though it was such a brutal season for her, I did not think that it was going to come to this point. But, you know, there's a lot of people that a lot of people need to remember. Yolanda was on the show.
Yes.
We didn't get a lot of Faye Resnick. I think Faye is kind of interesting. Yeah. You know, we see her on Keeping Up too. She could be somebody cool.
What about Camille Psychic?
Camille?
Do you remember?
Yes. Camille coming back.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yes, Camille.
Camille is a good one. I don't think Adrian Maloof would come back or Taylor Armstrong. I really
want Taylor. I want to see what happened for all these years, like, and her storyline. Because it was a great one.
There's so many of the women that were on the show that are going to be hopefully good for it. You know, who else is there? There's a few more, right?
There's like so many.
There's Carlton.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think she enjoyed doing the show.
No.
I think like once you're in the thick of it, you signed up for it and then you're just there and then you just kind of have to go through it. But it's over 20 episodes of just your life, you know?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about what they're going to do for next season as we're approaching the end of this?
I would just be really bummed if they said it's canceled, it's over.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, I would be really bummed. But like I said, I hope that they bring Brandy, Paris Hilton, and to have Denise Richards as a trio on that show would be so cool. At least for me, I that's what I'm predicting, that maybe those three will be together.
What do you think about Kim Richards?
Yeah, I actually do. I want to see what's going on with her life. But I personally, I'm not 100% sure she would come back. I think she's done that and maybe she's moved on, but I could be wrong.
I know. Well, we're days away from the reunion. Let us get into some predictions for next week's episode.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I am predicting that Erica is going to really call out the ladies for what's happening because it's now two times that this is happening. This is when she storms off, it's a whole different setting. So they had the conversation again.
Yeah.
I think she's just over it. I think she wants to move on. I'm seeing her. Hopefully she leaves with the ladies and doesn't leave before. I don't think it's that deep, but I see her being pissed.
Yeah, me too. Okay, public announcement. Teddy, why are you crying? This is my prediction. I want to know why she's crying this time.
What do you think it is?
Maybe something that she ate?
No.
Or
no, I don't think so.
Maybe she feels like her and Erica are just at odds and they just can't communicate. Yes, again. So she's reaching out to talk to someone about it instead of speaking to Erica Jane. That's what I'm predicting.
Oh my God. There's so much more to come. Yes. Thank you guys for watching our show. We hope it was just as entertaining as possible. We work really hard to entertain you guys. Thank you to everybody in the live chat for chatting with us. We love talking about this. We're going to be heading off air, but we will be on social media to talk to you guys about it. Cynthia, where can we find you?
I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
And I'm your host, Thomas Relina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Relina. For all the fans that watch the show, if you know, I have a song called Summer Vibes. Look it up on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and you could look it up on YouTube. Learn the lyrics because the music video is coming out next Friday. So you guys want to check it out. Look up Two Besties Together, and we will see you guys here next week. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.